Welcome to Hannity Combs. Thank you for being with us. I'm Sean Hannity. Coming up tonight, Amnesty International is comparing Guantanamo Bay to Stalin's gulag. We'll let you know what he has to say. We turn now to a more recent controversy. An annual report from the group Amnesty International is comparing the treatment of terrorists at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba to the treatment of prisoners in the Soviet gulags. Earlier today, President Bush responded to this outrageous accusation.
I'm aware of the Amnesty International report, and it's absurd. It's an absurd allegation. The United States is a country that is promotes freedom around the world. When there's accusations made about certain actions by our people, they're fully investigated in a transparent way. It's just an absurd allegation.
Joining us now for the Center for Constitutional Rights, Michael Ratner is back with us. Michael, my favorite left winger. How are you?
Good to see you, Sean.
It's a toss-up between you, Alan.
How many people do we have? Do you know how many people the U.S. is holding at Guantanamo, Islamic terrorist prisoners? Do you know how many?
Well, there's 570 people there, but I would dispute that they have been told to be that they are Islamic terrorist prisoners. They are
when you
not
look at
that,
the gulag, what is a gulag? What does it refer to?
A gulag basically refers to a camp that was run in the Soviet Union, a labor camp.
Say the years 1930 and 1955.
And even after Stalin for some period of time. But it comes down in our society to mean a very severe prison camp.
How many were murdered in the gulags by estimates? Do you know?
I don't know the
millions,
answer, but
though.
A lot of people were murdered.
Millions were murdered. How many people do we know that were murdered in the camps that we're talking about here in Guantanamo Bay?
We don't know of anybody that I know that's been murdered in Guantanamo Bay. In other U.S. detention facilities, there have been people murdered. Yeah. That we know all over the world.
Yeah, but we estimate that 20 million people were murdered in Stalin's gulags.
I just want to
about
repeat,
that. Hang on a second. Okay. Here's the point. There is no comparison. Amnesty International is a radical left-wing group. For them to make such a comparison is irresponsible, and it gives propaganda excuses to Al-Qaeda, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out today. Isn't that true?
Well, let me tell you what I know about Guantanamo. I've been representing Guantanamo.
I don't want to hear about Guantanamo.
Well, but that's the only way we can compare. We've picked up people. We've held them there now for 3.5 years without any trials at all.
We didn't kill anybody, did we? Not one person, by your own admission.
They're held without any trials. What did Stalin's camps do? They picked up people without any trials and put them into camps.
Do you like FDR?
Then we
was FDR a great president?
I don't see how that's relevant to what we're talking about with Guantanamo.
But you think FDR was a great president? Hang on. You think FDR as a liberal was a great president?
Do you want to hear the facts about Guantanamo?
You think FDR was a great president, don't you?
Do you want to hear the facts about Guantanamo?
I don't want to talk about
speak. Well, if we're not here to talk about Guantanamo, what am I doing?
Well, here's the problem with you liberals.
Because that's what we're here for.
You liberals love FDR. FDR was responsible for rounding up groups of people in this country, as we all know.
Right, a shameful period in our history.
Here's the difference. If these are enemy combatants and these guys have links to terror, we have a tradition of this country of holding them as such. Here's the problem I have. You guys can hate George W. Bush, and you do. You guys can accuse him of all sorts of atrocities, and you do. But to make a comparison to a gulag where 20 million were killed is so outrageous.
You want to let me finish what the attributes of the camp are?
You give aid and comfort to the enemies of this country.
You want to let your listeners make a judgment about it? 3.5 years, you pick up people everywhere in the world, you give them no trials, and you hold them despite the fact that many of them may be innocent. The second thing you want to see is those people are abused and tortured. And it's not just the detainees that say that. It's that the FBI itself.
You believe enemy combatants are
our own? No, the FBI itself saw people being abused. They saw them shackled and chained to the floor.
What you're saying is correct. But first of all, I don't agree with the word gulag. I think they shouldn't have used that word. But if conservatives want to just take that one word as an effort to discount everything else they say, they're making a big mistake. Gulag, I think, was a misplaced word. But interestingly enough, on March 27, 2003, and you're probably aware of this, Michael, Donald Rumsfeld used Amnesty International to justify what we were doing in Iraq. And he said, if you read their reports, you know about Saddam Hussein and how he treats people. The next day, he used Amnesty International to defend Saddam Hussein using chemical weapons, saying that's what AI says. So now, all of a sudden, one word, they don't like Amnesty International.
I mean, people have to really understand what this country is doing in the so-called war on terror in Guantanamo. They're picking up people all over the world. They're abusing them. It's not just the detainees who've said that. It's the FBI itself who have witnessed people chained to the floor, defecating in place. Temperatures taken up and down, dogs brought in, and Donald Rumsfeld himself has authorized this kind of conduct.
I wish he had, by the way, it was Irene Khan who made the comment, used the word gulag, and I think was hyperbole and not to be taken literally. And it's unfortunate because those who want to defend our actions will use that as if to say, see, we're not that bad. We're not Stalin. We're not Gulag.
Right, we are talking about an illegal interrogation, abuse, and torture camp. And that's what the United States has set up in Guantanamo, and it ought to stop, because the message we're sending to the Muslim world is not a good message, and the message we're sending about how to treat American soldiers overseas is not a good message.
And we have to be self-policing about this. We have to realize when we're wrong, we should be the first ones, and we by and large treat people well, but I think we need to be self-critical. For example, we have taken prisoners and put them back into countries where we knew they would be tortured, so we could be absolved of that, right?
Well, one of my clients, Maher Arar, was sent to a place in Syria, underground cell, 10 months, tortured, eventually released. And that's still going on. It's called rendition. I call it outsourcing torture. We're doing that all over the world.
And that's why when the Koran story came up a couple of weeks ago in Newsweek magazine, people tended to believe it because some of these other incidents have been documented, and there was a believability factor there, unfortunately.
Well, interestingly enough, you know, the Pentagon a couple of days ago admitted that the Koran had been mishandled on a number of occasions at Guantanamo, even after all the hoopla about Newsweek.
We gave them the Korans. You are giving aid and comfort to our enemies with these outrageous comparisons, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You know, the aid and comfort to me, aid and comfort is coming from the conduct of the United States government.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself with these supporting these comparisons. Coming up next, did you know that one-third, 33% of conservatives support Hillary for president?